Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, thank you, Chris. It's 9:35. We're talking about horse racing. We've heard about the breakdowns, if you will, and the horses that have had to be euthanized at Santa Anita. We're up to 30. And let me welcome in our guest, I guess, right now, Patrick Baduello, of founder and president of Horse Racing Wrongs. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tommy? Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. You know, we see on, and look, I used to be a big fan of this before I did some research and some reading, and we see the Kentucky Derby with the slow motion and the horses and the owner fondly walking behind him and patting the horse on the head and everything, and the same thing with the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes, et cetera. And then we have the Breeders' Cup coming up. But it's not all that it appears, is it, Pat? The horse racing industry?
No, that's horse racing on a small number, handful of days at a tiny fraction of tracks. The bulk of it is ugly, mean, and cruel, and deadly.
Explain, if you will. You've been doing this for a long time, and I think you can tell a story a whole lot better than can I.
Yeah, Tommy. So Santa Anita obviously is in the news, and it's definitely good from our perspective, and that it's finally being covered. But what people need to know is that this is not an anomaly, not a spike or a spate or an aberration. This is business as usual. Santa Anita has averaged 50 dead racehorses a year going back to 2007. At all California tracks since 1998, over 5,000 dead horses. We have documented over 5,000 on our site, just racing and training, just since 2014. These are confirmed deaths. I get this information through Freedom of Information Act requests, right to state racing commissions. And we estimate that over 2,000 horses are killed racing and training across America every year, over 2,000. So this is business as usual. It's just now the racing industry has been exposed, and they are desperately trying to find scapegoats, villains. Jerry Hollendorfer is the most recent example.
Yeah, let's talk about him. He was the one who was banned from Santa Anita, right? And they told him and his horses to hit the road?
Right. And of course, I'm in no way defending Jerry Hollendorfer or anyone involved in this industry. I want horse racing to end. But because Santa Anita has this glaring spotlight on it, they had to do something because the deaths continued, and they found someone with the most amount of deaths, and they ruled him out. If you remember earlier in the meet, when it first started getting attention, they were blaming the rainy winter and how it impacted the track. And then when they closed down for 3 weeks, declared the track 100% fit to go, bringing in experts from all over the country, more horses eventually died. This is after like a 4 or 5 week period where it was relatively quiet, and then they started talking about Lasix and drug reform. Well, I can tell you definitively that Lasix is not killing these horses, and Jerry Hollendorfer is not a bad apple. This is pervasive. It's the industry throughout the country. It's not Santa Anita, it's not California, it's horse racing.
So when it comes to Santa Anita, it is a long racing season. Is it not almost a year long?
Well, they go for about 6 months, starting in December right through. They just concluded in June, and then they come back again in September for a couple more months. So it's about 8 months total. They're at 36, by the way. It's not 30. There are 30 track deaths, racing or training, but six other horses died back in their stalls. These are still active racehorses waiting their next races. They're dying from things like colic and laminitis, and I've identified those six on the site through a FOIA request to the California Horse Racing Board. So it's 36, and like I said, they average around 50, so they're coming back. They are still training, by the way, until about mid-July when Del Mar starts up. But then they come back in September. So in the end, they'll probably be right around that average of about 50. So
why the attention, Pat, we're going to take a break when we come back. Why the attention this year? Because as you're saying it, you know, if it's 50 a year, they still got some racing to do between September and December, you said, right?
Yes, yeah. That's an excellent question. You know, why has this not been, you know, I've been covering this for 6 years. I mean, the information is out there. Again, you know, it's hard, cold data. You know, we've had some coverage over the years, but, you know, for whatever reason, this just took off, you know, back in February and March. It started with the LA Times starting to write about it when 33 horses died in a 36-hour period, including a well-known horse battle with Midway. And then from there, the national press just picked up on it and haven't let go, which is good, from our perspective. It's finally being exposed.
All right, we take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about pardon me, that, and also, is it just Santa Anita? Some people are texting in saying horses are just fragile. It's the surface at Santa Anita, et cetera. You can address that when we come back, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Batuello, Pat Batuello, founder and president of Horse Race Wrongs. We'll be back, WWL. 9:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker talking about the deaths of horses at Santa Anita, 36 total, 30 on the track and 36, I guess you want to call it, in the stable or the shed, wherever they keep them. Pat Batuello, founder and president of Horse Racing Wrongs. Pat, let me get to some of the customers here with some of their questions. Somebody says,
sure.
I think somebody is killing these animals at Santa Anita. Ask your expert, how many horses died at the fairgrounds? I've never heard of any.
They do die at the fairgrounds. I don't have the the data right in front of me, but you know, you can go on to the California Horse Racing Board's website, and in their annual reports, they list out horses who died at the various tracks, including the fairgrounds. Now, you know, clearly the fairgrounds are only running for a short period of time, so it's comparing apples to oranges. They die all over the country. 60 horses died last year at Gulfstream. 45 at Turf Paradise in Arizona, 45 at Penn National in Pennsylvania, 29 at Belmont. I could go on. I mean, in Louisiana, you know, I don't have those numbers, again, in front of me, but you can go to my website. I break it down by state. You know, it's under death reports for Louisiana. They're dying at Delta, Louisiana Downs, Evangeline. So it's all over the country. It's not a Santa Anita problem.
Yeah, I got a text here. It's pretty interesting. I got a lot of other questions for you, one specifically about pain-killing injections and horses running injured. And look, it happens with people in the NFL every day, well, at least every game day. Somebody texted in and said, are you more about saving 2,000 horses a year or preventing the birth of 1,000 that are bound for? And I, look, Pat, I didn't want to really get into this because,
sure,
you know, it's ugly and nobody wants to think about it. It was documented in the HBO Real Sports piece about how a lot of these horses, if they don't make it, they're sold and they're rendered into meat. And I guess that'd be the nicest way to put it in another country, because it's not legal, I don't think, here in the United States. But is it about preventing the birth of more or saving those that are already around?
Well,
changing the breeding procedure?
Yeah, we are against the breeding of horses for racing. So we're clearly and unequivocally out to end horse racing. So, you know, just in short, you mentioned slaughter. The vast majority of spent or no longer wanted racehorses are brutally and violently slaughtered at the end of their careers. The vast majority. And I have studies on the site to back that up. It's gruesome. It's grisly. And it's something that the industry doesn't address and, frankly, probably can't address. For the amount of horses that are bred each year, there's just no place to put them. I mean, they could if they wanted to, because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, if they started, you know, taking it seriously. But that should show you, you know, where this industry is at. And just the fact that only now are they talking about reforms and safety initiatives because they've been caught. If that's not an indictment of the industry, I don't know what is. You know, it's morally bankrupt from the get-go. This has been going on forever. This is not just, you know, this year or even last year, or even since when I began in 2013. This is the way things are done. These horses are mere commodities, things to be bought, sold, traded, and dumped. And, the American public needs to look at this through a fresh lens. And, our argument is, look, in just the past few years, Ringling Brothers is gone. SeaWorld is in decline because of Blackfish. Greyhound racing was dealt a death blow in November in Florida when they voted overwhelmingly to outlaw greyhound racing in that state. Rodeo bans are popping up in multiple cities around the country. So we're saying, look, this is no different than those other industries. It's just that we've been taught from birth to think of it as a sport and that all it needs is to be cleaned up when in fact...
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got a ton of questions I want to get to. Quickly, painkillers. Is that a big problem where they inject these horses and they run them when they're hurt? So as a result, they override nature's way of telling them to slow down and that leads to breakdowns?
Sure. It's clearly a part of the story, but I don't think it's as big a part as some people make it out to be. There are groups out there. There are reformers within the industry that are obsessive about drug reform. And as if, changing a few regulations or putting, a national commissioner in charge of everything is going to change, this thing significantly. Now, they could reduce deaths somewhat, but I asked, to what end? If I'm telling you it's over 2,000 horses a year dying, if they were to somehow magically half that, would that then be acceptable to the American public? And, clearly, from my perspective, it's obvious.
All right, the Breeders' Cup has been moved from Santa Anita because of the publicity, although the numbers are no different than they have been in years past from what you're telling me, right? So is that about substance or is that about style and all about public perception where, in fact, are you telling me that the horses running at Churchill Downs are as likely to have problems as are those running at Santa Anita?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I do believe that Churchill had a higher, kill rate last year than Santa Anita. So, this is just, it's clearly, to answer your question about public, relations. I mean, they can't have the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita, given the glare of, the national attention on that track. But it's not going to make any significant difference, where they move it. All the tracks are, I look at this as one single entity rather than individual tracks, individual states. So people have to look at this as, one giant industry.
Pat, I appreciate your time. Hope we get to talk to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tommy. Anytime.
I appreciate the work you're doing. Pat Battuello, founder and president of Horse Racing Wrongs, back in a flash on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.